to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Christopher Cruz.
And I'm Barbara Klein. This week on our program, we talk about getting into Guinness. We hear from a man who got into the famous record book twice and wrote his own book about how he did it. And we hear from another man who holds the record for holding the most records.
The Guinness Book of Records was first published in August of 1955 in Britain. The idea came from Sir Hugh Beaver, then managing director of Guinness Brewery. He could not find the answer to what seemed like a simple question. What was Europe's fastest game bird? He thought other people might like a book that could answer such questions and settle arguments. Today, the name is just Guinness World Records. The main offices are in London, but the book is now owned by a big Canadian company. The Jim Pattison Group also owns the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museums.
The Guinness Book is one of the most widely read books ever published. More than 100 million copies have been sold in almost 40 languages. A new edition is published every year. There are records in areas like most tattoos, most piercings, most married, longest hair, fastest talker, and biggest hands. Some records appear in almost every edition of the book, like the tallest and shortest people and the oldest man and woman in the world. But as much as 80% of the content is new each year.
Why do people try to get into the Guinness Book? That might seem like asking why Olympic athletes keep trying to run faster, throw farther, and jump higher. Guinness says a world record is not simply a fact, but a way to measure ourselves. Knowing the biggest, the smallest, the fastest, the most, and the least, it says, helps us understand our position in the world and how we fit in.
Larry Olmsted once held two Guinness records. He set one by playing poker for 72 hours, which was a record for that card game. He set the other for greatest distance between two rounds of golf on the same day. He played golf in Australia and California, a distance of more than 12,000 kilometers. Both records have since been broken, and Larry Olmsted says he has no plans to try to recapture them. Instead, he has written a book called Getting into Guinness, One Man's Longest, Fastest, Highest Journey Inside the World's Most Famous Record Book. He tells us that in writing the book, he discovered the simple reason why many people want to set a world record.
Everyone wants to be famous, and in a sense, well, I don't think you really become famous from the record setter's perception. It's a way to be immortalized.
That desire to live forever in a record book may not seem very surprising, but Larry Olmsted says he was surprised to learn that very few records are published in the annual edition of the book.
They don't put most of the records in the book, and that really turns out to be the biggest surprise of all for people who actually set the records, because almost everybody sets the record with the expectation that they'll see their name in the book, and the majority don't, and they are very, very disappointed.
There are 30,000 Guinness record categories, including some that are no longer active. The company publishes about 4,000 records a year in the book and posts just 3,000 records online. Larry Olmsted says everyone who hears he has set world records wants to know how they can set a record. The easiest way to get into the Guinness Book, he says, is to be a top athlete who is the best in the world at a sport. Good luck.
For those interested, the Guinness World Records website has a section called Set a Record. It says a record should be provable, quantifiable, and breakable. Guinness says it hears from tens of thousands of people each year who want to set a record. Guinness officials may take more than a month to decide if they will accept a record-breaking attempt. They reject about 80% of the applications. If they accept a proposal, they send detailed instructions about how to confirm that a record has been set. In some cases, someone from Guinness may come to the record-setting attempt. If not, there should be at least two witnesses who are not friends, along with a written record of the activity. The attempt should be made in a public place. Photographs and media reports will help prove to Guinness that a record was set. There is a long list of records that Guinness will not accept. For instance, they do not recognize perfect school attendance, nor do they recognize any activity that could harm people or animals.
Over the years, the Guinness Book has had a number of competitors. Larry Olmsted, author of Getting Into Guinness, found that most have not survived. But around the world, he says, there is a subculture of people who spend a great deal of time trying to set or break records. He believes that at any given time, each record has a few hundred people either thinking about or actively trying to break it. We asked him what record he would most like to hold.
A richest man in the world.
The first chapter of his book is about Ashrita Furman. Mr. Furman has been setting records since 1979. That was when he did 27,000 jumping jack exercises. Ashrita Furman is 56 years old and a vegetarian who manages a health food store. He lives near New York City in a small apartment with few possessions. He has set records on all seven continents. In fact, he holds the record for holding the most Guinness records. He says he sets records so he can deepen his relationship with God.
This is my way, you know, of trying to transcend my limitations by going deep within, trying to get closer to God through meditation and through prayer and through service. So this is my own, you might say, unusual quest, you know, my unusual path to get closer to God. The records themselves, at this point, really you know, in and of themselves don't mean anything. At this point, it's really just for the challenge of it, for my own, I'd say, personal fulfillment.
Ashrita Furman travels around the world setting records. His records include bouncing a ball the fastest for 1 mile, or 1.6 kilometers, on the Great Wall of China. He has also completed the fastest mile bouncing up and down on a pogo stick in Antarctica. Mr. Furman has walked 80 miles, or 129 kilometers, with a bottle balanced on his head. And in 1981, he clapped his hands for 50 hours. In all, he has set or broken more than 340 records. Some of these have been broken by others, but he still holds more than 120 records and sets many new ones every year.
The last few years, it's been around 50 or so. Those 50, many of them are physically challenging and do take, you know, sometimes up to, you know, 3 or 4 months of training. And some of them are really, you know, very simple and, you know, involve, like, you know, peeling and eating a lemon in the fastest time or something like that.
Ashrita Furman says he is happy if other people break his records. In fact, he offers advice on his website. He says whatever record you choose to try to break, make sure it is something you love doing and something that gives you joy. And he offers this advice once you have chosen the record you want to set. Train hard. Plan ahead. Be patient. Don't give up. Expect the unexpected, and learn concentration. He says meditating has helped him set his records.
You know, when you're really having a good meditation, you feel that you are separate from your body, that whatever is happening to that body is not happening to me. I'm the soul, and I transcend that body. To me, it's the most fulfilling thing that I can do. It keeps me in really good shape. It brings me a tremendous amount of fulfillment, of closeness to God. And I've had spiritual experiences in the middle of a record, you know, so I never want to stop.
I'm Barbara Klein with Christopher Cruz, who wrote this week's program. Our producer was Brianna Blake.
Have you ever thought about trying to set a world record? Have you ever succeeded? We want to hear from you. Share your stories at the VOA Learning English page on Facebook or at voaspecialenglish.com. There, you can find transcripts and MP3s of special English programs and a section for English learners called The Classroom. Be sure to join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.